Today we're going to share Mark chapter 8 from verse 1 to 21.
今天我们的经文是马可福音第八章第一到二十一节。
Before we start, I would like to ask you a question. What do you think about Jesus?
在我开始以前，我要问大家一个问题：你们认为你们对耶稣是何种的看法呢？
This is going to be a multiple choices.
哦，这是一个选择题哦。
You can choose one or two or three. There are totally six items. If you agree with one, you can raise your hand.
Okay, 这是一共有六个选择，所以你如果认为同意一的话，你就可以举手。
The first one is you believe Jesus is a nice guy. Could you raise your hand? He's a nice guy.
你认为耶稣是一个好人的举手。
Thank you. The second one is he always wearing smile. Could you raise your hand?
他永远是面带微笑的。
Okay.
举手。
Not many, huh? The third one is he's a good and kind person.
第三个就是他是良善仁慈的。
Okay, thanks. And how about the fourth one? He's a strict teacher.
第四个他是要求严格的一个老师。
Okay, thanks.And how about he hardly smiled?
他是一个不苟言笑的人。
None. Wow.
Okay.
And the last one is he's a man of sorrow. Could you raise your hand?
然后认为他是一个忧愁之子的举手。
Wow. Okay. Thanks.
Okay.
All right.
谢谢
so most of us got the right answer, I believe. But let's go through these verses, and then you can make your final choice.
大部分人好像都是答对了哈，但是我们再一一来探讨一下。
Okay. During those days, another large crowd gathered. Since they had nothing to eat, Jesus called his disciples to him and said,
那时又有许多人聚集，并没有什么吃的。耶稣叫门徒来说,
I have compassion for these people. They have already been with me 3 days and have nothing to eat.
我怜悯这众人，因为他们同我在这里已经三天，也没有吃的了。
If I send them home hungry, they will collapse on the way because some of them have come a long distance.
我若打发他们饿着回家，就必在路上困乏，因为其中有从远处来的。
His disciples answered, "But where in this remote place can anyone get enough bread to feed them?"
门徒回答说，在这野地里从哪里能得饼叫这些人吃饱呢？
How many loaves do you have? Jesus asked. 7, they replied.
耶稣问他们说，你们有多少饼？他们说，七个。
He told the crowd to sit down on the ground. When he had taken the 7 loaves and given thanks, he broke them and gave them to his disciples to set before the people, and they did so.
他吩咐众人坐在地上，就拿着这七个饼注谢了，拨开递给门徒，叫他们摆开，门徒就摆在众人面前。
They had a few small fish as well. He gave thanks for them and also told the disciple to distribute them.
又有几条小鱼，耶稣祝了福，就吩咐也摆在众人面前。
The people ate and were satisfied. Afterward,The disciples picked up 7 basketfuls of broken pieces that were left over.
众人都吃便喜吃饱了，收拾剩下的零碎，有七筐子。
About 4,000 men were present, and having sent them away,
人数约有4,000，耶稣打发他们走了。
He got into the boat with his disciples and went to the region of Dalmanutha.
随即同门徒上船，来到大马努他境内。
The Pharisees came and began to question Jesus to test him. They asked him for a sign from heaven.
法利赛人出来盘问耶稣，求他从天上显个神迹给他们看，想要试探他。
He sighed deeply and said, "Why does this generation ask for a miraculous sign? I tell you the truth, no sign will be given to it."
耶稣心里深深的叹息说，这世代为什么求神迹呢？我实在告诉你们，没有神迹给这世代看。
Then he left them, got back into the boat, and crossed to the other side.
他就离开他们，又上船往海那边去了。
The disciples had forgotten to bring bread, except for one loaf they had with them in the boat.
门徒忘了带饼，在船上除了一个饼，没有别的食物。
Be careful, Jesus warned them. Watch out for the yeast of the Pharisees and that of Herod.
耶稣吩咐他们说，你们要谨慎防备法利赛人的酵和希律的酵。
They discussed with one another and said, it is because we have no bread.
他们彼此议论说，这是因为我们没有饼吧。
Aware of their discussion, Jesus asked them, why are you talking about having no bread? Do you still not see or understand? Are your hearts hardened?
耶稣看出来就说，你们为什么因为没有饼就议论呢？你们还不醒悟，还不明白吗？你们的心还是愚顽吗？
Do you have eyes but fail to see, and ears but fail to hear, and don't you remember?
你们有眼睛看不见吗？有耳朵听不见吗？也不记得吗？
When I broke the five loaves of the five thousand, for the 5,000, how many basketfuls of pieces did you pick up? 12, they replied.
我拨开那五个饼分给五千人，你们收拾的零碎装满了多少篮子呢？他们说十二个。
And when I broke the seven loaves for the 4,000, how many basketfuls of pieces did you pick up? They answer seven.
又拨开那七个饼分给四千人，你们收拾的零碎装满了多少筐子呢？他们说七个。
He said to them, "Do you still not understand?"
耶稣说，你们还是不明白吗？
So what's your impression about Jesus?
So 你现在对耶稣印象是什么呢？
His answer is pretty much, are you still hardened?
耶稣对他们的这个定论就是，你们的心还是那么的愚顽吗？
Is he a strict teacher?
他是不是一个很严格的老师呢？
When we observeOur observation, usually we can categorize for three levels.
当我们观察一个人或事的时候，我们通常会有三层的观察。
And each level is make a different.
然后每一层次都有一个有一个不同的影响。
From the biblical point of view, there are three levels. The first level is called flesh.
然后从圣经的观点来看，有三个层次。第一个层次就是所谓的肉体的。
血气的
哦，血气的。
And the second is carnal.
哦，第三个是肉体的。
And the third one is spiritual.
第三个是属灵的。
Well, for human logic, we always ask the first level is what? What the material? What the things?
然后从人的观点来看，我们第一个要问就是属于血气方面的。
And the second one is how?
然后就问说如何呢？
And the third one is why.
然后第三个就会问说为什么。
And from our personal experiences, we got the first level is called five senses: eye to see, ear to hear, tongue to taste, nose to smell, and skin to feel.
然后从我们这个人体来讲的话，我们就是五个知觉，就是眼睛、鼻子、耳朵、嘴巴，这个五个知觉。
And the second one is how the second level is the process.
然后第二层次就是这个过程。
And the third one is revelation.
然后第三个层次就是
启示。
Okay.
See, when we see the meal on our table, what we saw.
当我们在家里看到这个饭摆在桌上的时候，我们看到的是什么呢？
Maybe for some hungry people, it's only the food itself.
如果你真的很饿的话，你看到就是这个食物。
But the second level, then you will start to think about how these food came all the way to the table.
然后你再想的话，就想，哎，这个食物是怎么来到我们的桌上的
？They will start maybe from farmers, and then transportation, and then businessmen, and then eventually get to the table.
然后你想，哦，开始是农夫耕种，然后运输，然后到 market， 然后我们买来就摆在我们桌，做了以后做摆在我们桌上。
So you will start to think about the process.
所以你慢慢会想这一些过程。
And maybe the third level is you start to think about your parents.
然后第三个层次，你就会想到这个做父母的心意。
How much stress they got through their jobs and their boss.
然后他们在工作受到这个老板多少的气。
And maybe the tough economy and job security, they experience lots of competition to make the meet end.
然后可以想到这个经济不景气的时候，他们要经过多少的竞争，在工厂上要受到多少的竞争才能够把这个食物摆在桌上。
So if you are the children of the family, if you can think all the way to the third level, you are a great kid.
如果你是做儿女的，如果你能够从一层一层想到第三层的话，你真的是一个很体贴的儿女。
Some may even the first level doesn't care at all. They sometimes don't want to eat.
有些人连第一层都不会想的，有人几乎不想吃饭的。
There's a guy who lived in a very remote area from childhood.
有一个人他曾经住在一个很这个僻远的一个地方，他在年小的时候。
After reporter.Verify that he got a very high IQ.
那记者就发现他这个人有一个很高的这个智商。
So from the mega city mayor wanted to invite him to the city.
所以这个大城市的市长就想把他邀请到这个城市里来。
And this was the first time he ever got into a car and drove all the way to the city.
这是他第一次坐汽车，然后从这个很僻远的地方到一个大的城市。
And when he got into the center of the city, he saw so many vehicles running through the area.
So he 一到城市看到哇，街上一大堆的车子。
And he was amazed.
他就觉得很惊奇。
He said, "How could this happen? So many vehicles running all the way, but no vehicle run into each other."
然后他很惊奇的一件事就是这么多车子居然到处都跑，居然不会碰撞。
Why? It's because even though he got so high IQ, but he didn't see there is a traffic signal installed in the city.
那这个人即使他有很高的智商，但是他没有观察到说这个有这个所谓交通智号在这个管辖这个交通。
And once you know that people try to explain to him about the signal, then he starts to think about there must be a designer or a programmer to control these programs.
所以当人给他解释了以后，他想哦，有这个信号，哦，那就一定有人在那边控制这些信号灯了。
Would that be real or reasonable to you?
你觉得这个合理吗？
Then we look up the sky. There are so many stars in the universe.
然后当我仰天看天的时候，这个天上有这么多的星球。
Those star number is even much more than the vehicle in that mega city.
这些 星球的数目比我们地上的车子的数目还要多。
And they are running all rotate in a good order.
然后我们知道这星球是照着各照它的轨道来运行。
Then through this, then you should see there should be someone behind that control the whole system.
所以你看到这个宇宙运行之规律，你就想到这一定有一个人在那边控制着。
Many people only see the cars.
很多人他就只看到这车子而已。
Not focus on the signal.
然后好像没看到这个信号灯。
So that's why traffic accident happen.
所以这个交通事故就会发生的。
So we start to understand that we need to see, but see through and go into depth, so we can see something behind everything.
所以由此可知，我们当看一件事情，必须要深入的去观察，去真的去看它，你才能够知道它里面的奥秘。
Maybe if people analyze many cars model, they can see any car and then they can name the model of the car. But they don't know the system of the traffic.
那我们知道很多人对这个车子很有研究也很有兴趣，一看到就马上就知道哦，这是什么车子，它是什么号型号哈。但是他们从来没有说想过这个交通规则，这个叹号信号灯是怎么一回事。
They can be very smart about the car model, but they are.Very hardened heart about the traffic signal.
所以他们对这个车子的这个什么车牌什么车的那个啊车的型号哈、啊，我看见我对车子没有研究哈、啊，他们一看见什么车子就对了啦 ，OK， 什么 model 什么都知道，那甚至连几年都知道哈、啊，但是他们对这个信号这个系统完全没有了解。
So actually, people can be smart.For certain area, but totally dumb for the other area.
我们看见有的人是对于某些事情非常聪明，但是对另外一方面的事情就会好像很愚顽。
So we look up what we have read today, the verses that actually, literally, the history when Jesus had this miracle, performed this miracle, using 7 loaves to feed 4,000 men plus women and children.
所以我们看到这个奇迹，这个历史就是历史上有证据的一个奇迹的时候，看到耶稣用7个饼来喂饱的4000人，这只是男人而已，另外还有些妇女、小孩哈。
Actually, a couple months ago, Jesus already performed another big miracle. He used 5 loaves and 2 fish to feed 5,000 men plus women and children.
事实上在几个月以前耶稣又行过一个类似的奇迹，就是用5饼2鱼来喂饱了5000人，另外加上、妇女还孩童。
If I compare these two miracles, there are some minor differences.
如果你比较这两个奇迹的话，其中有一些很微小的不同处。
The first one, actually, Jesus went by boat, and the people saw the boat rolling toward a certain direction, so they rushed by land all the way to get to meet Jesus.
那第一个这个五饼二鱼的其实是耶稣，他是在船上，那在陆地上人就跟着这个船跟着跑。
And when Jesus landed, and he started to teach them.
当耶稣着陆了以后，就开始来教训他们。
And until it was late in the afternoon.
然后这个教训一直到这个天很晚了。
And his disciple came to whisper to Jesus, say, "It's late. You need to send these people for food. Otherwise, it's too late."
然后他的门徒就来这个耶稣的这个耳朵边也讲悄悄话说，哦，天已经很晚了，你是不是要把这些人打发走啊？不然他们就没东西吃了。
So that happened the same day.
那个是同一天发生的事情。
But the second time, actually, Jesus was with them, and Jesus taught them for 3 days already.
但是我看这给四千人喂饱这一段的时候，事实上是耶稣是一直给他们在教这个讲道，一直讲了有3天之久。
So apparently, some people came with preparation. They got their own food.
那你看3天的话，其中有些人一定是他们有自己带自己食物。
Then the disciple didn't come to Jesus to remind Jesus, say, "Hey, it's late. You should send them away."
那我们看到这里，他的门徒并没有来提醒耶稣说，太晚了，要打发这些人哦。
Instead, Jesus brought up the question.
相反的，耶稣他自己提出这个问题。
Say, "I have compassion for these people. They have already been with me 3 days and have nothing to eat."
那耶稣说我怜悯这众人，因为他们同我在这里已经3天的也没有吃的。
And if I send them home hungry, they will collapse on the way because some of them have come a long distance.
然后耶稣又说我若打发他们饿着回家，就必在路上困乏，因为其中有从远处来的。
Is Jesus thoughtful?
那我们看耶稣是不是很体贴呢？
He concerned about these people becauseHe wondered that some of them may collapse on the way. That means they become so weak and they not can make it to the home.
然后耶稣就很体贴这些人，他怕这些人如果是远道来的，万一体力不支的话，半路这个跌倒的话就很不好。
But the question is focused on disciples.
但是这个主要的这个注目点是在这个门徒。
And then the,So apparently, those 3 days, the disciples start thinking about last time he got fed these 5,000 people. So we should not worry about that.
哦，因为这个门徒回想上一次，哦，这些人耶稣能够喂饱这些人，所以这次的话，我们就不用再去担心这个问题了。
But instead, after Jesus brought up that question, then they answered that in this remote place, can anyone get enough?Bread to feed all the people.
但是这次当耶稣这次在问提出这个问题的时候，他们的回答是，就是说，在这个野地从哪里能得到饼叫这些人吃呢？
So apparently, the disciple didn't really follow what they had received last time. The experience.
从这里我们看出来，这个门徒其实并没有从上一次的起神迹，学到一些功课。
So they say we cannot get enough food for these people.
然后他们还是说啊，我们没有办法弄出这么多东西来喂饱这么多人。
Then Jesus said, "How many loaves do you have?" And they say, "7."
然后耶稣就问他，你们有多少饼呢？他们说有七个。
I don't know. You may experience some miracle in your journey of the Christian life.
我相信在你们做基督徒的旅途中，大概也曾经遇到一些奇迹、神迹奇事。
But if some new situation come up, what do you think?
但是如果一个新的处境发生的时候，你们会有什么样的想法跟看法呢？
If disciples only focus on the bread and the fish, then this is their answer.
如果门徒他们所看到的只是这个饼跟鱼的话，他们这个回答就没有什么不对的地方，很合理的。
But the second level is because last time there is a leftover 12 basket.
但是我们他们在进入这个第二层的话，就想到说，上一次不但吃饱，而且还有剩下十二个篮的食物。
Have you thought about who took those 12 baskets?
我想各位，你们有没有曾经想过是谁把这十二个篮食物带回家的 ？To go.
So when they take that 12 basket, they saw a miracle.
当他们收拾起这个十二个篮子的时候，他们看到一个很大的神迹的。
Because those fish and bread passed to the people is already gone. It's go into dummy.
呀，我们知道这个派给这些人的食物都已经吃下去了。
So when they saw the basket, they say, "Wow, this is a great miracle."
所以他们看到这个十二篮的食物有剩这么多的话，他们一定是想到，哦，这是一个奇迹。
Not only enough, but also satisfied, and also we got left over.
Yeah, 不但是够，而且还有余，还多出这么多。
Maybe some of them, when they took the basket, they got this second level thought, "This is a miracle."
所以当他们也许其中有些人，当他们收拾这些剩下篮子的时候，也会有这个第二层的想法，就是哦，这是一个奇迹。
What the definition of miracle?
我们想问一下，奇迹或者神迹的这个定义是什么？
That means only happen one time in lifetime. That's called miracle, right?
我们知道所谓的奇迹就是所谓在你人生中很可能就只发生一次的事情。
So there is certain event that happened in the past, and that's it, and nothing to do with the future.
那我们常常会想说，哦，这是过去发生的事情的，对现在跟未来大概没有什么太大的关联。
So some of us may remember something happened real big. Maybe the time that Kennedy was assassinated, you just stood by his side. Wow, that's an event I have saw in my life, and I remember that event. And that's just an event.
So we see 很多很多重大事情发生的时候，我们常常会记得，好比说甘乃迪被刺的时候，很多人记得他当时在做什么。
But that event, for example, like assassination of Kennedy.Didn't have any effect afterwards.
但是这个甘乃迪被刺这么重大的一个事件，对现在的我们的人来说，好像没有什么很大的关这个影响。
And that is exactly happened to the disciples.
这就是发生在门徒身上同样的一个道理。
So to them is, oh yeah, 3 months ago we saw Jesus perform that bread and fish a miracle.
所以他们讲，哦，对啊，三个月以前耶稣曾经行过这个神迹啊，没错啊。
And that is 3 months ago.
那是三个月以前啊。
See, this is maybe our problem.
我想这个很可能就是我们的问题了。
Our heart become hardened.
我们这个一个习惯性的问题。
愚顽。Have we ever thought about the greatest miracle ever happened to you and me?
你没有想到发生在你我身上一个最大的奇迹是什么
？That I'm saved.
那就是我得救了。
But that turned out to you is just one event happened many many years ago, and that's it.
那我们常常想到，哦，这是某某年我受洗了，我接受主了，哦，那是好久以前的一件事，而且就发生了，就过去了。
And there's nothing after that.
对现在来说好像没有什么太大的关联。
So we need to move to the next level is Who is Jesus?
所以我们现在想到第二层，那就是耶稣是谁。
And that is why Jesus complained about their hardened heart.
这也是耶稣为什么要责备他，你们真是愚顽呢、啊？你们的心真是愚顽呢、啊、
？You have eaten the bread, the fish.
你们吃过这个饼，也吃过这个鱼。
And you have touched that basket.
你们也摸过那个篮子。
But you don't know who I am.
但是你们不知道我是谁。
And then they got eyes fail to see, and they got ears fail to hear.
他们就是有眼看不到，有耳听不见。
They got minds but fail to remember. They got hearts fail to understand.
然后他们有这个心理，但是他们有记忆力，但他们记不住，但是有这个心也想不明白。
Would that be maybe our situation?
这个会不会就是我们今天的处境呢？
Maybe you currently run into a tough time.
也许你目前遇到一个困难。
You thought if I got bread and fish, then solve all my problem.
也许你想到我只要能够有这个饼跟鱼的话，我的问题就会解决了。
Maybe you even pray that some miracle may happen to you.
你甚至祷告说，神啊，求你给我一个奇迹吧。
But you forgot who Jesus is.
但是你忘了这个耶稣是谁。
He is Emmanuel. He is beside with you.
然后他是你的救主，他是就在你旁边的。
And then we turn our panic.
但是我们往往会第一个反应就是哦，很惊慌。
That is Jesus complaining. Your heart become hardened.
然后这是耶稣这里，他意思就是说，你们真的是为什么会这么愚顽呢？你们心怎么这么笨呢
？So anything happen to us, try to go those three level, and then we can be related or connected to our Lord Jesus.
所以当我们发生一些事情的时候，请大家能够进一步的把这个三层都想清楚，然后你就会靠近我们的主。
You know, sometimes bad stuff happen to us.
我们知道好人也会有坏事发生在他身上的。
But if you can trace all the way to Jesus, then you will start to appreciate that what mishap to you.
但是你能够把这个事情能够推演到耶稣那里去的时候，你甚至会感谢这些发生在你身上的事情。
There is a very blessing purpose for this mishap.
对这些所谓的困难事情发生，其中是有些目的跟祝福的。
So don't get stuck with just only the bread and the fish.
所以我们不要就是看了眼下就看到这个鱼跟饼就在那边卡在那边了。
And don't take light about the miracle God has performed in your life.
然后也不要忘掉耶稣曾经在你身上所行使过一些奇迹异事的。
But every time if you can get through all the way to who is Jesus, then you really receive the blessing.
然后当你每次能够推演能够推到能够到耶稣那里的时候，你会就会有得到很大的祝福。
当当当当当当当当 Do you know what it is?
这个当当当当当当当当你们都听过吗？
This is a
命运交响曲啊。
Can I see that? Can you see now? This is Beethoven The Fifth Symphony, right?
贝多芬的第五交响曲。
And this is also called the Symphony of Fate.
这也是所谓的命运交响曲。
And when you hear that music, maybe you enjoy, oh, this is so splendid and beautiful and smooth and elegant.
所以当你听到这个曲子，你觉得啊，真是一个庄严伟大美妙的曲。
You just enjoy that rhythm.
然后你听到这个旋律，你觉得非常的享受。
Hopefully, you move to the second level is who composed. There should be a composer of this marvelous, wonderful song.
希望大家能够听到这个享受这个音乐之外，还能够想到是谁作曲者是谁。
And not just only stuck with the music, but you go deeper into that music itself.
然后你会超越这个只是享受它音符，然后进入到这个音乐的里面去。
This song is the expression about.Beethoven for his life.
这首交响曲其实讲的是贝多芬他自己的坎坷的人生。
He experienced many difficulty for his irksome life.
他在世的时候受过人生是非常非常坎坷困难的。
He struggled and fought.
他遭遇一些也这个挣扎过。
And he refused to give up.
但是他就是拒绝放弃。
And through this. That symphony then expressed that how he gone through all the tough time.
然后通过这个第五命运交响曲，就是表达了他怎么样在这个坎坷的人生中的奋斗、跟挣扎、跟不放弃。
So if you go all the three levels, then when you listen to that symphony, you will get the fullness of the composer's mind.
所以当你听这个命运交响曲的时候，你如果能够一二三层都能够进入的话，你就能够真的是认识这个作曲家他的人生是怎么一回事。
Some of us appreciate and enjoy those Christians around us, their love.
然后我们想每个人都很享受在你身边一些所谓基督徒的这个爱心。
And that can turn out a habit or even addiction.
然后这种享受这个彼此的这个交心，很可能会变成一种习惯性的事物。
Because you start to enjoy people to serve you.
然后你会很享受别人怎么样去给你的扶持。
That is, you only focus on the bread and the fish.
这是说你只注意到这个面包跟鱼。
And after you finish the fish and bread, you say, next.
然后当你把这个鱼跟饼吃完的话，你会说，哎，下一顿是什么嘞？
If the service is a little bit slow, then you start to complain.
如果是这个服务不是慢了一点的话，你也许还会抱怨。
Then that we always stay in the first level.
那我们就是往往只停留在这个第一层。
The love that from Christian, then you need to start to think about where it came from.
其实我们要想的就是说，这个爱的源头是哪里。
Any love from Christian that you receive actually is changing from that person's life changes.
我们所接受的一些基督徒弟兄姐妹的爱的，其实是经由他们基督徒生命中的改变来的。
And furthermore, you need to go even deeper where the origin that love came from.
然后再追本溯源的话，你就会想到这个爱的源头是在哪里。
So if you continue all the way, then you will find Jesus.
然后你一直追到最上头的话，你就会找到耶稣基督。
So today's message is actually try to provide us.The way that we need to pursue and seek until we touch Jesus.
其实我今天的讲题主要的中心思想是说，我们必须要有更一层的这个进步，然后可以追溯到耶稣是我们的源头。
I hope everybody got that depth with Jesus.
希望我们都是有这样的一种在耶稣基督这种深度。
And then you can enjoy the Christian life at the fullness.
然后就能够想象作为基督徒一个最丰富的一种生命。
May the Lord bless us so we may see that Jesus wants us to see and we can hear what he wants to tell us.
然后求神祝福我们，让我们真的是能够眼睛能够看到，也能够听到神要我们知道的东西。
Then you will start to experience a whole new page.
然后你的生命就会有个像翻过一个新的新页一样。
Because Jesus talked to us, speak to us through many many things surrounding us.
因为主耶稣他透过我们身边发生的一些很多事情、人跟事来告诉我们一些事情。
Then one day you will say, "Oh, I understand why this happened around me because he wanted to tell me some message."
然后有一天你就会顿悟，哦，原来如此，原来这些事、这些东西、这些人，是因为耶稣要告诉我一些什么什么什么什么事情。
So actually, the disciples has gone through three tests and they fail.
但是门徒其实他们经过三层的试验，他们都失败了。
The first time is those 5 loaves, 2 fish.
第一次所谓的五饼二鱼。
And the second time is the 7 loaves and small fish.
然后第二次是七个饼跟几个小鱼。
And the third time, even they got their own 1 loaf, and they still fail.
然后第三次他们有他们自己的一个饼，他们也失败了。
And that's why Jesus really bring up his heart feeling to them.
这是耶稣为什么是这么心这么痛，然后讲出这么重的话。
Why you have hardened heart?
你们为什么还是心这么硬啊？还是这么愚顽呢？
Sometimes we don't even hear Jesus talk to us. Our heart become hardened.
然后有时因为我们的心实在太硬了，耶稣讲的话我们根本听不进去，听不到。
if he continues to send us message and we don't receive it, that's the big loss for us.
如果耶稣他一直不断地想要跟我们讲话的时候，但是我们就是没有接收，接收不良的时候，这是我们最大的一个损失。
So your Christian life is really pretty much run by yourself.
所以讲老实话，你们的我们所谓的我们的基督徒的生涯生命的话，是你自己来做主掌的主动的。
There is no Jesus involvement actually in your Christian life.
其实耶稣在你的所谓变成一个基督徒的生命中的话，是并没有多大的这个
And you will start to cool down and later become cold. You don't sense God's presence.
如果你经常没有办法有这个对神的这个信息的敏锐性的话，你慢慢越来越冷淡，越来越冷淡。
Because you run by your own race.
因为你跑的是你自己画上的一个跑道。
And you run.And then wherever you go, you try to come up with your own explanation. Oh, this must be right God's way, but actually you don't know actually.
然后你会跑到这边，跑到这边，跑到那边，就想说，哦，大概这条道路吧，大概是那条路吧。其实你真的并不了解。
The only way for decision is maybe people think this is successful, then this must be God's way, and people think this is not a successful, then this is not the God's way, and you only decide from this kind of approach.
然后我们常常认为这个成败的决定的因素，往往是哦，因为这是成功的啊，这就是对的；这个没有成功，这就是错的。其实是完全人的看法。
And you run a very lonely Christian life.
然后你的基督徒的生命就会是一个非常寂寞的一个生命。
Because we pluck our ears, our heart become hardened, and we cannot recognize He sent us message time and time and time, and we don't get it.
然后因为我们的耳朵塞住了，我们心也塞住了，是当耶稣送给我们很多信息的时候，要跟我们讲话的时候，我们往往是接受不到，也听不到。
Listen, this is the last year for the disciple.
我们知道这是这个门徒跟耶稣是最后一年的。
They've been with him for more than two years already.
然后我们知道在这个节骨眼的时候，门徒跟从耶稣已经有两年之久了。
And they still don't hear what really Jesus wants to tell.
然后他们还是没有听不到耶稣到底要跟他们讲什么。
Could we be the same situation?
我们是不是也是如此呢？
Do you want to hear him, his guidance?
你要他听到他的引导吗？
Let us pray.
祷告。
Father, we thank you.